Last week's atmospheric river that poured heavy rain across Northern California was a long-awaited opportunity for the people trying to manage the state's water supply. CAP Radio's Nina Sparling explains.
When Helen Dalka first saw the forecast for heavy rains, she knew she would finally get to flood a vineyard in Sacramento County. She'd been waiting for 3 years.
There was a sigh of relief a little bit that this is finally happening, and it seems to be working.
Dalka is a scientist at UC Davis who's been studying a process called groundwater recharge. For decades, California has been taking more water out of the ground than seeps back in. That's why there's a growing interest in taking advantage of the rainy season to move some water underground into huge, naturally occurring storage basins. That's what Dalka did last week.
It works a little bit like a bank account. You know, we've taken a little bit too much money out in the last couple decades, and now we are trying to put a little bit more money back into the account.
Big rainstorms are like a holiday bonus. They offer an opportunity to fill an underground reservoir with a lot of water quickly. But some say that big water users, like farmers, see recharge as a strategy to avoid using less water in the first place. Natalie Stork is with the State Water Resources Control Board.
Demand management is a big hot topic of conversation and what most basins are trying to avoid. So recharge is a big source of attention right now.
Stork says recharge is just one tool to start managing water in a more sustainable way. Nina Sparling, CAP Radio News.